So we shouldn't be wasteful or extravagant. Learn to help others outside of Ramadan. Learn not to be greedy, as I said. Don't be materialistic. Not everything you see should you have, even if you can afford it. The problem is many of us cannot afford these things and still we want them. That's not fair. That's not at all fair. In fact, a believer shouldn't even look towards what Allah has not kept within his or her means. If there is something that's not within your means, lower your gaze, subhanAllah. What that means is ignore it, leave it. You might want to, if it's a material thing, you may appreciate it. A motor vehicle, a house, some accessories, some maybe a kitchen or whatever else it may be that you are wowed by. You should just say, mashallah, tabarakallah, or if it belongs to someone, Allahumma barik lahum, and you know what, we move on, that's it. But in my heart and mind, I'm happy at what level Allah has kept me upon. I'm happy, and I'm okay, I still have so much more. That's why the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, teaches us, he says, look at those who have less than you materially in order for you to appreciate what you have. The minute you're going to look at those who have more than you materially, you will not appreciate what you have. Secondly, look at those who are doing more than you in terms of spiritual and religious acts, because it will make you want to do more and better. Don't look at those who are doing less than you, because then what you're doing, you're going to want to cut down and you're going to think, I'm holy and I'm pious. And that's from shaitan.